What's up, everybody? January 13th, 2017, Hustle City Podcast here on the air, ready to bring you audio entertainment. Here with Prod Matt and Silverhawk Alex. What's up, guys?
Hello.
Hey, Rudy. How's it going?
I'm doing fantastic. Chilling and getting my pre-Valentine's Day podcasting, and it feels good.
Or otherwise known as, with his original podcast name, Harold Oakenshire.
Harold Oakenshire.
Yes. The Oakster, back in action.
Been quite a while.
Yeah. How you been? Where do you even live?
Well, I'm living down in Memphis town right now. It's kind of like this... Down in Memphis, you know.
It's
vaguely south. It's like all the bad parts of the Midwest and all the bad parts of the South rolled up into one.
So it's a rough and tumble town?
Oh, you could definitely say it's rough. I live like right on the edge of the ghetto, so it's nice. I get a real taste for what it's like to be a true Memphian.
Memphian.
I want to say I actually live in the neighborhood that Yo Gotti grew up in.
Yo Gotti?
Yo Gotti.
Son?
Yeah, if you look it up on YouTube, he does like a tour of the neighborhood. He shows you all the different apartment complexes that he somehow lived at.
I live in this apartment complex, I lived over here.
Sometimes you gotta bounce around, man, you know? Yeah. You just gotta... Having a hard time making rent and stuff.
Well, that's the other thing. He said he was like 7. He's like, I lived in this apartment complex when I was 7, and in this one when I was 7, and then this one when I was 7. It's like, damn.
It just seems like he doesn't have a very good lock on how he ages.
Yeah, no, I think he might still think that he's 7.
7 was a rough year.
Yeah, I've been 7 for 30 goddamn years, and I don't know how to get past it.
I never had another birthday party. That was my last birthday party.
What's Yo Gotti's big best song, in your opinion, anybody?
I'm going to be honest here. I do not know a single track by Yo Gotti.
I don't either, that's why I'm asking.
I would consider myself a Yo Gotti expert.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He's got the song Weatherman, 2016, 81. Came out in 2016. King Shit. It's from his album I Am in 2013.
Did you Google this?
Oh, no. I know this all off the top of my head.
Okay, I believe you.
Because I totally knew how to spell Gotti. It wasn't G-A-T-T-I, it's G-O-T-T-I.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Like any true fan would know.
Yeah, exactly. But I think his real classic is Woman Lie, Men Lie from Cocaine Music 4.
I do know that song. I know that song.
Okay, well, I don't. I was lying. It was all a ruse. I didn't know any of those songs.
No.
I Googled it.
Famous Memphians include Juicy J is also from my neighborhood.
Juicy J seems like someone I can get behind. I think I used to call Josh that.
Now, that's not to be mistaken with Justin Timberlake, who's also from Memphis, who is also Juicy and also starts with a J.
Justin Timberlake's from Memphis?
Yeah, bro. He voted here. He tweeted a picture in Germantown, I believe, on election day. Before election day.
Now, Justin Timberlake, that's someone I actually know.
He's pretty legit.
Yeah, he's a funny guy, too, you know.
Hosted some Saturday Night Lives. Quite the thespian.
Some good stuff there. Speaking of Saturday Night Live, you guys been checking the Saturday Night Lives recently?
I did watch the clip about Russell Stover's Black History Month chocolates.
Oh, I missed that one.
So it's like they're doing like a Valentine's Day thing, and then they like give him this gift and then it's like a black heart instead of like a red heart. And they're like, oh, you remembered. And he's like, I would never forget your strife. And it's like, oh, what's this one? The one that's peanut filled is George Washington Carver.
George Washington Carver. Oh, yeah.
And then there's like a white chocolate in there. And they're like, why is Bill Clinton in this thing? I'll put the link up in the show notes.
Now, the right answer to that is because Bill Clinton has that half-black son, right?
That's a...
What? Whoa, what?
Huh?
Oh, you guys didn't see that? In the height of the fake news saga of election year 2016, there was a fake scandal that basically this guy came out and said he was Bill Clinton's half-black son.
Oh.
Because... Not because he had, like, DNA evidence or anything, because it's not 2016 and people wouldn't obviously, like, want a paternity test. It was just because he had a picture that looked pretty similar to Bill Clinton.
Hmm.
Yep.
And that, oh, wow. Well, look, checking this out.
Yeah, go ahead. Look it up.
While I'm checking this out, you can... Go ahead and subscribe to us at Hustle City Podcast and at any podcast provider. You can also tweet at us at Hustle City Pod. You can check out our Facebook page, Hustle City Podcast, and you can also email us at hustlecitypodcast@gmail.com. Also, check us out, Patreon.com/Hustle City Podcast, if you want to drop a couple bucks in the tip jar.
Yeah, still not sure if I have that set up properly, but...
well, sure.
You know, give it a shot. If it works, it works. So, I got a list of 10 famous people from Memphis.
All right, throw them at me. Let's see if I'm familiar with any of these famous people from now my city.
Jennifer Goodwin from Once Upon a Time. She plays Snow White.
Oh, okay. My girlfriend watches a lot of that show, and it's just terrible.
I like that show, actually.
Yep, well, that's all I got to say about that.
Okay, number two, Michael Orr, football player, offensive tackle.
Yep, well, you're getting into my wheelhouse now.
Yeah, Lisa Marie Presley. I guess that's the daughter of Elvis Presley.
Yeah. Lisa Marie. She married Michael Jackson for a minute.
Number four, George Hamilton.
Oh, that's the guy that... He's the one that new plays about, isn't it?
He's the what?
He's the guy from that new play.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that new play, Hamilton, that's been out for 2 years.
Yep.
He was actually in Love at First Bite, Crime and Punishment USA, and Zorro, the Gay Blade.
That's right. He's money. That guy's legit.
I got number five, Kathy Bates.
Okay, I know her.
She was in Titanic and Fried Green Tomatoes.
She was also in a whole bunch of seasons of American Horror Story.
Oh, it makes sense. Now I understand that commercial that she's on. Where she's like, there's these kids in my house. And then the lady's like, are those your kids? She's like, no, they were here when I got here. Can I get a tax deduction? Number six, Morgan Freeman.
What? No. God is not from Memphis.
Memphis-born Morgan Freeman is an actor and narrator. His deep voice can be recognized anywhere. He was best supporting actor in Million Dollar Baby. Driving Miss Daisy, The Shawshank Redemption he was in. Oh, and he had some jacked up teeth. I never realized that.
Oh, Andy.
Really? I think, yeah, he never smiles with his teeth, so you would never know.
Yeah, let me... I can...
My goodness.
Send you this picture of his teeth here real quick.
And when we get through with this, I found this some good stuff on Bill Clinton's love child.
Oh, perfect. All right. Number seven, I think... Yes. Oh, hang on a second. I was thinking this is a different... Cybill Shepherd.
Oh, for Moonlighting. She was quite the dish.
I was thinking it was Sybil, as in the person that had like 21 different personalities.
That's confusing. I hear you.
That's my bad. That's on me. Leslie Jones, super famous for her role in Ghostbusters, the new one. Ooh, number 9. Here it is. Justin Timberlake.
He's all the way down at number 9.
I think this,
like,
this list might be going reverse order.
Okay, because I was going to say, like, no offense to Kathy Bates. She's a wonderful, wonderful actress, but JT Topser.
And of course, last but not least, Shannon Doherty.
Ooh! Doherty.
Beverly Hills 90210.
Yep, she played Brenda Walsh in Beverly Hills 90210.
Mallrats, what's up?
She was in Charmed. Oh, she was in Mallrats?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a classic.
She got saved from getting it in a very uncomfortable place.
Do it, dog.
It was the year.
All right, here we go. This is from the Daily Mail News in the UK. Is this man Bill Clinton's love child? Prostitute's son says ex-president is his father and claims Hillary banished him. Danny Williams, 30, claims he is the biological son of former President Bill Clinton. The story is from October 2016, so pretty sure it's refuted. Rumors about Danny's paternity surfaced not long after his birth in 1985, when Clinton was still governor of Arkansas. Danny's mother, Bobby Ann Williams, who was a prostitute, says she is certain Clinton is the father, since he was her only white client at the time. In December, Danny set up a new Facebook page reiterating his claim that he is Clinton's son. The page also includes claims that Hillary banished him. The Clinton campaign refused to comment on the claims. So, this guy's a real piece of work.
I think it's legit. And I mean,
DNA test reportedly conducted by Star Magazine in 1999 said that Danny couldn't be Clinton's son, but there remain questions about the test precision.
Oh, they did.
So it's 100% goofed.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure here. I mean, I think he wouldn't be all out sitting there bitching that Bill Clinton was his dad. Yeah, and I saw a picture that has a Bill Clinton, and they don't really look that. Yeah, they don't look that much alike at all.
No familial resemblance there.
I can see it in their lazy, sleepy eyes that they both have in this picture. They both look like they're about to pass out.
Yeah, and there are other pictures of the kid. It doesn't look anything like this picture, so.
Yeah, no, I picked the one that was closest, for sure.
We'll leave that debate up to the listeners. Put that in show notes. Yeah, that's wild. That's got to be rough being in the public eye and, like, people start saying, hey, I'm your kid.
Give me money, I'm your child, yeah. I mean, granted, it's a great scheme if you can pull it off.
Yeah, but...
But, you know.
That's rough, man. I mean, come on. And Bill should be like, hey, man, no.
Hey,
I don't think so. I can't do Bill Clinton.
I did not father that child.
One me. Swear to Jesus. Sweet baby Jesus.
Then he plays a few sick riffs on his sax.
Yeah, good old Bill Clinton, man. Like, I've always maintained that guy probably knows how to get down. That's why everybody loves him. Kinda.
He oversaw a pretty great economic time for America. You know, you can't argue with that.
Up there playing the sax, getting after it.
getting after it.
Yeah.
In more ways than one.
Oh yeah, brother.
Sexually, right? Is that what you mean?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. No. You're right. You got it right on the nose.
Yes. Nailed it.
Points.
So yeah, I saw Lego Batman.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna give that solid 3.85 arches.
Oh wow.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. As good as it does it hold up to the Lego Movie brand?
Yeah. I was like, it has some really good jokes in it. Like the Lego Movie got emotional at the end. This one didn't. So I'd even put it's almost better than the Lego Movie.
Mm. That's a real hot take there.
It's hot. But yeah, it doesn't have the emotional part of it, so it might not be good for some people. See, so, I'm dead inside, so I don't need, you know, tear-jerking moments.
Yeah, you know, if I'm going to watch a brick person-based movie, I'm going to need some romance in there. I probably need more romance.
Relationship mending to really tuck heartstrings.
Huh. Yeah, no, I really need it to suck me in. If it's going to be these blocky yellow Lego people.
No, that's...
Give me some smoke.
Yeah, it's more of a total just comedy. It's really funny. Like, there's some awesome moments in it. Great references, because you know Lego owns everything, and they can use whatever they want.
Got all the rights.
Yeah, they're crazy with that. That's like...
I give a quick list of cameos. Nothing too crazy. It's pretty much got every Batman supervillain ever. Just throw that out there. You'll see that in the first minute.
Clayface? Does it have Clayface?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm more and more on board.
Every single Batman supervillain is in this sucker.
Oh, this is hilarious.
And then, hold on, what's hilarious?
I'm looking at the cast list.
Oh, yeah, it's nuts. Thank Eddie is this. Yeah, it's crazy. Let me just say, Voldemort shows up.
Not a Batman villain.
No, it gets nuts. Zach Galifianakis is really good as Joker.
Mm-hmm.
Will Arnett, just destroys it. Is Batman.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
The jokes are flying. Like, I'll tell the funniest joke just for me, because there's a million of them. It's like Joker, comes around and he's about ready to bring havoc upon the city, and this guy just gets out of his car and goes, "I'm gonna go start looting."
Oh my god. So,
yeah, solid movie. I recommend it highly. Yeah,
Michael Cera is Nightwing.
Slash Robin, yeah.
Rosario Dawson is Barbara Gordon?
Barbara Gordon. BG?
Channing Tatum plays Clark Kent. That's hilarious.
Hmm.
Jonah Hill is Hal Jordan.
Green Lantern, for those of us who aren't caught up in any DC lore whatsoever.
Adam Devine from Workaholics is The Flash.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's most of the big names. Billy Dee Williams is Two-Face.
Yeah, I saw that for a second. I was like, what?
Kate Micucci is Clayface, actually.
That's a lady.
That is a lady. She's hilarious.
It's actually Clayface is actually Felice's favorite guy. He just bought a Clayface figure today at Shop and Save. He saw it. Clayface, he's like, oh, Clayface.
He's a pretty dope villain.
That's who.
Okay, so Clayface. Speaking of dope villains, Batman has a pretty great rogues gallery.
Yes.
Yes.
But, I don't know. I'm trying to think. Is there another rogues gallery that compares?
maybe Spider-Man, but they're not like, it's not, they're not nearly as dark.
It's not, yeah, it's not a one-to-one. Spider-Man's got a lot more silly villains.
Spider-Man's a silly guy.
Yeah, well, he's got a lot of jokes. He's just a teen, you know? He's a carefree, happy-go-lucky teen. Batman watched his parents die before he was even a teen.
A lot of, like, Marvel characters, I mean, they have a lot of villains, but they're really, usually it's just, like, one dude. Like...
Thanos. It's always Thanos.
Yeah, it's usually just Thanos.
That bastard is behind everything.
The
or if it's X-Men, Poseidon, it's Apocalypse.
Yeah, I was gonna say, or Norman Osborn.
Yeah, I guess Norman Osborn is Spider-Man's main dude.
Yeah, he's just a giant dick.
I did watch the Lego Justice League movie.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Not very good. I didn't like it.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't. You could tell it wasn't like the. They didn't put the same amount of effort in it as they did the Lego movie or like Lego Batman. Okay. It was kind of just like, let's make a superhero movie real quick.
Lego has, I think, what we're forgetting to acknowledge here with Lego is that Lego just puts out a lot of shit. Not all of it can be like home run right out of the park knockers.
Yeah, they pick their shots. They're like, well, we have to release something every 3 months, but every year we'll do something good.
Yeah, Lego Batman is like probably their best movie to come out with to date. I mean, it was that good. I put it up there with Lego movie.
I mean, you gotta say, Ninjago is effing hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that was gonna be on my lower end of the Legos.
It's just goofy enough to work, you know?
Yep.
Well, they're coming out with the Ninjago movie. In September, made for theater release. It looked pretty insane. So that's going to be their next big swinging dick move there from Lego.
Now, I will say, I've never played a Lego video game that I didn't enjoy.
I've never played a Lego video game.
Oh, man. The Lego Marvel game, like the first one, was just, it's beautiful. Open world, you run around New York City, you gotta get all your characters with your powers.
Do Lego shit. It's awesome.
Yeah, just building things, deconstructing things.
Yeah, those games are sweet. I love them.
And they're easy. Like, you don't have to... It's not like I'm jumping on fucking Call of Duty and I gotta worry about some fucking 8-year-old just ramming my face into the ground over and over and over again.
Noob.
Yeah, no. Such noobs.
I banged your mom, noob. That's all I hear.
That's just rude.
That's what they say. That's all they talk about.
Yeah. We're bad kids.
Kids these things.
Teach them a lesson.
On the superhero front, how about this one, boys?
Are we going to talk about Guardians of the Galaxy? Because I'm super excited for
No. But kind of. Infinity Gauntlet just started filming like last week.
Woo! Woo!
Yeah, pretty huge. They had an interview on there and it was like fucking Robert Downey Jr., Spider-Man, and Chris Pratt all just chilling, hanging out, doing an interview.
What a babe, Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt's awesome.
Such a funny guy. You just don't have that kind of wholesome sense of humor anymore.
Yeah, he's good, man. I like what he's doing.
So that movie's just going to be utterly insane. What?
Everything he does turns to gold.
It's true.
Oh yeah.
That movie's going to be just the craziest thing in the world.
You know what's kind of funny about the whole Infinity Gauntlet thing is, I realize, you know, in these movies, they're not following, chronological comic book story arcs or anything, but good God, have you ever read the Infinity Gauntlet, like, saga?
Yeah, it's awesome. That's one of my favorite comic books.
Yeah, dude, fucking, like... They meet Eternity, and the whole goddamn universe as a single being. Adam Warlock. Good God.
Oh, yeah. No, the Infinity Gauntlet, when that came out, that was just like, they were like, okay, everybody's going to get smoked.
Get ready, because shit's hitting the fan.
Yeah. Oh, Thanos got these things to turn him into an almighty god that controls all of the universe, and he's crazy. Heads on a swivel, all the superheroes.
Hey, guys, you remember that guy that flew around in the Thanos copter, quote-unquote? Well, he's back. And he has a gem gauntlet. And it's bad.
Who? Wasn't Silver Surfer a Thanos enemy, or was he Galactus' enemy?
He was Galactus. He was Galactus's, like, harbinger. He showed up before Galactus showed up.
Yes, and then he broke away, and then Galactus bound him to stay on Earth. And eventually the barrier went away, but Thanos was always a big thorn in Silver Surfer's side. That was like the first, that was like his Joker. Put it that way.
Yeah, I don't know, man. There's too many names, bro. There's too many people. It's like, it's ridiculous.
We haven't even gotten into X-Men, man.
Well, X-Men. Yeah, they were like, we can't do that. There would be 300 people in this movie.
Yeah.
Be quite the ensemble.
I hope Deadpool shows up.
The movie would have to be like 10 hours long to make it worth it.
Well, it is going to be two parts.
Yeah, it should be. It's going to be insane.
Even still, like, Civil War, not as impressive as, like, it could have been.
Well, I think with that, they said that in the interview. They were like, the big thing I think they were just trying to do with Civil War is, like, they had to make it so the Avengers weren't ready to go when Thanos makes his move. Like, or else it'd be, like, it would be too easy. Or not easy, but, like, they would be prepared, kind of. So they have to, like, do a whole thing where they need to get back together, get the band back together kind of thing.
Fair.
With Captain America's shitty version of the Avengers that he has right now, that happened at the end of that movie.
Just scrubs.
I mean, Captain America just sucks.
With Scarlet Witch, and I don't even think Spider-Man was in there. Falcon
was there. Ant-Man.
Ant-Man's hilarious. I love Paul Rudd so much. He was great. When he shows up in that Captain America Civil War movie, I was like, this is the best thing ever. He's like, oh my gosh, yeah. Steve Rogers. You're so cool, man. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, no, Paul Rudd was a very, very good choice for Ant-Man.
Yeah, I also liked how they didn't do, like, how they were, it wasn't Hank Pym, it was the next guy.
It was, yeah, not Steve Rogers, that's Captain America. God, what is his name? Scott?
Yang? Scott. Yang? No.
Scott Yangleman.
Scott Yanglemeyer.
Yep.
What is his name?
That was him.
Oh, gosh.
I had it like 2 seconds ago, and now it's gone.
Oh, man. Scott Lang.
Scott Lang. There it is.
Oh, just great. And the Black Panther movie's coming out soon. Ooh. Guardians of the Galaxy. What?
Wakanda is such a badass place.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Like, they kind of just threw Black Panther in that Civil War movie, but it's like, dude, this guy is, like, literally the most important, like, that nation is so important to the whole universe, and they, like, don't even talk about it.
Yeah, it's, like, the only place that vibranium ever has existed, ever.
And it's, like, the most advanced technology in the world, but it's in the middle of Africa.
Yep.
And they have to keep it a secret. It's like nobody even knows what's even going on there. So it's just all like just completely stealth.
It's awesome.
It's like, my country's so beautiful. Nobody's allowed in or out.
Good luck, you son of a bitch.
It just has to do it.
I'm the king. I'm the king now.
Yeah, Marvel's going to have to work really hard to screw this up. So I think we're in good shape.
But with Guardians of the Galaxy coming out, I guess, I think it's in May.
Yep.
It's 100% going to be a good movie just with Tiny Groot.
That's true.
That's all you needed. If there was nothing else other than Tiny Groot, it would still
be a great movie.
Yeah, that was like
a blockbuster.
The one trailer where he's just like, "I am Groot, I am Groot," and then he just runs around with the bomb in his hand. He's like, "I am Groot." You're so cute and baller.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2 Volume is actually the highest rated like pre-screening that Marvel has ever had.
The highest rated pre-screening Marvel's ever had?
Yeah, like preliminary friggin' reviews, you know?
Well, yeah, it's all based on one mixtape. It's all based on, what's his name? Star-Lord's mixtape.
Yep.
That's the backbone of the whole movie, is just these tapes.
Is it really?
Well, it kind of. I mean, that's how the first one was. He was just like, oh, this is my mixtape. That his mom made him.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
That was a tear-jerking start to a movie.
Yeah, man. That was a good movie. I'm going to have to watch that again.
I mean, Dave Bautista, who'd have thought?
Yeah.
Like, what a perfect actor for Drax.
He nailed that role.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just... Now let it just go over your head. Nothing goes over my head. I have great reflexes. I would catch it.
Drax the Destroyer, bro.
Yeah, they really... I feel like they really dumbed him down. Because he's almost like Hulk-level dumb. But...
In the comics, he's like... Almost like they say he's like mentally retarded. Cause he,
really?
Because definitely around the time of Infinity Gauntlet, he got cursed or something.
Hmm.
But... Yeah, they were like, he's dumber than the Hulk. So they let Batista not be that dumb.
The Hulk is starting to get his shit together. I wonder if in the Infinity Gauntlet they start doing the thing where, like in the Hulk comics, where he's just like always the Hulk.
Yeah.
But he's not as crazy.
Dr. Green.
Or any of them. I mean, there's like a billion of them. Billion Hulk personalities.
I think we're going to see a lot of Hulk development in the Thor movie.
I do hope they do a Planet Hulk live action movie. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if there's ever a time, it's going to be after a cataclysmic disaster like the goddamn Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah, because they're like, you cause too much trouble because you keep saving us from these huge villains that no one else can beat. We're going to shoot you into space. And then your spaceship's gonna go the wrong way, and you're gonna end up on this crazy war planet, and then you're gonna have to own it. That's pretty much. I just told you that's the whole movie
of Planet Hulk. Yeah.
but it's great.
That's a super cool graphic novel. I love that.
Dude. Well, I have a list here. Just wanted to get some info from you guys if you're down. It's a list of harsh actor-on-actor insults. And it runs the gamut here. So we'll start with the classic rivalry, Betty Davis versus Joan Crawford. We'll go with what Betty...
Soon to be a major television series.
Yeah. Well, do you want to hear some classic quotes, Alex Silverhawk? I'm going to give some to you. Here's Betty Davis. Betty Davis talking trash on Joan Crawford. Joan Crawford, I wouldn't sit on her toilet. I wouldn't piss on Joan Crawford if she were on fire. Joan Crawford, Hollywood's first case of syphilis. She has slept with every male star at MGM except Lassie.
So wait. Is this like a big giant soliloquy that's being delivered, or are these individual insults?
These are
like,
individual
is she just ripping? Okay, yeah. I was hoping that this was like a a letter that she delivered.
This is an open letter to Joan Crawford.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Why am I so good at playing bitches? I think it's because I'm not a bitch. Maybe that's why Miss Crawford always plays ladies. Ooh. And all right, Joan Crawford has a rebuttal for Betty Davis. Betty Davis will play anything, so as long as she thinks someone is watching. I'm a little more selective than that. Number two, she may have more Oscars. She's also made herself into something of a joke.
Wait a second, hang on. Joan Crawford's dead.
Yeah.
Okay. So these aren't, like, this happened a while ago, I'm guessing.
Yeah, this is an old rivalry. Bro.
Okay, all right. I just wanted to clarify. I was confused. I was like, is this from tweets from beyond the grave?
Yeah. Both of them are definitely dead.
Oh, I didn't even look at the other. Yeah, I guess so.
And Betty Davis, a little less harsh. I don't hate Betty Davis, even though the press wants me to. I resent her. Or no, she said, I don't hate Joan Crawford. Yeah, she says, I don't hate Betty Davis, even though the press wants me to. I resent her. I don't see how she built a career out of mannerisms instead of real acting ability. She's a phony, but I guess the public likes that. So
she's too good at acting like an actor regularly.
Yeah.
So fuck her.
So that's a classic feud. Betty Davis also talked trash on Cary Grant. He needed willowy or boyish girls like Katherine Hepburn to make him look what they now call macho. If I'd co-starred with Grant or if Crawford had, we'd have eaten him for breakfast.
Well, now it sounds like she's got a little camaraderie with Miss Crawford.
Yeah, well, there were two hard-hitting bitches, and Cary Grant apparently is a bit of a twink.
It almost feels like a Gary and Ash kind of feel here. They're rivals, but they respect each other.
Yes, that's exactly what it sounds like.
Exactly. Yeah. Marlon Brando talking trash on James Dean.
Ooh.
Mr. Dean appears to be wearing my last year's wardrobe and using my last Ooh. Year's talent.
Damn!
Marlon! With the snipe.
What a baller.
Here's Richard Harris on Michael Caine. An overfat, flatulent, 62-year-old windbag. A master of inconsequence masquerading as a guru, passing off his vast limitations as pious virtues.
Now, who's...
No, I take offense to that.
That's harsh.
No one talks about my Albert that way.
Yeah, who said that?
My Albert.
Richard Harris.
Richard Harris, who is this Joker? Who'd he play? What'd he do?
Take a look. Dean Martin on James Stewart. There's a statue of Jimmy Stewart in the Hollywood Max Museum, and the statue talks better than he does. Hey-o.
Oh, Richard Harris was Voldemort, or no, was Dumbledore in the first two Harry Potter movies.
He was the Dumbledore that died.
Damn.
Well, the first Dumbledore that died.
Yeah, God, that makes that actually harder to take a side on, because do I side with Dumbledore or do I side with Alfred?
Oh, you side with Alfred. That guy's great.
Here's a classic feud, Frank Sinatra versus Shelley Winters. Frankie goes first, and he says she's a bow-legged bitch of a Brooklyn blonde. Shelley Winters Shelley Winters responds, he's a skinny, no talent, stupid Hoboken bastard.
Jeez.
These are classic insults. I like this. Now,
also keep in mind that all these things were potentially said in like a newspaper to each other.
Yeah.
Yep. These people aren't tweeting these things at each other. This is like everybody gathers around the newspaper on Sunday afternoons. There's like, all right, what's the latest celebrity gossip? Ooh, Frank got called skinny, but it's because he called the other lady a bitch last week. You remember that? Remember that edition?
Yeah, they're like, They're like, get over here, I got something to say. You like think it's like an important movie release or something's coming out. They're like, Frank Sinatra's a fucker. What? All right, I guess we'll report it.
Bill Murray talking shit on Chevy Chase. Ooh. Medium talent.
Is that all he said?
Yeah. Julia Roberts on Nick Nolte, a disgusting human being. Nick Nolte responds, it's not nice to call someone disgusting. But she's not a nice person. Everyone knows that.
Nick Nolte, not a very big name.
I've heard the name, but I would never have been able to say what he was in.
What? He's been in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, no, he has been. Like once I see his face, I'm like,
he was the general in the old Hulk movie, in the 2003 Hulk movie.
With Edward Norton?
Even older.
Thunderbolt. Yeah, the one before Edward Norton.
The one where the Hulk was like 15 feet tall?
The bad one that I never took the time to go see.
The one with the Hulk dogs.
Hulk Dog Millionaire, where he's on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire in India.
Sharon Stone on Gwyneth Paltrow.
Ooh.
She's very young and lives in rarefied air that's a little thin. It's like she's not getting quite enough oxygen. It's catty.
That's rough.
Gwyneth Paltrow. Catherine Hepburn talked trash on Sharon Stone. It's a new low for actresses when you have to wonder what's between her ears instead of her legs.
Oh, because Sharon Stone flashed her bajuji that one time.
Yes. Mm.
So that was a low blow.
It's very hot. Susan Sarandon on Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson is somewhere to the right of Attila the Hun. He's beautiful, but only on the outside. Walter Matthau to Barbara Streisand. I have more talent in my smallest fart than you have in your entire body.
Now, I have heard that one before. That was a good one.
This is hilarious.
W.C. Fields on Charlie Chaplin. He's a goddamn ballet dancer.
He's too flexible to be in movies.
Robert Downey Jr. on Hugh Grant. A self-important, boring, flash-in-the-pan Brit.
Now, I wouldn't say Hugh Grant was a flash-in-the-pan.
Also, was that in the throes of Robert Downey Jr.'s, like, raging alcoholism? Because I don't think that's all... I don't think you can really take any of that seriously. He was just lashing out because he was hurting on the inside.
Yeah, he was going through some rough stuff.
He wasn't Iron Man yet.
And the last one, Harrison Ford on Shia LaBeouf. I think he was a fucking idiot.
Well, always leave it to Harrison to tell it like it is.
I think that was just the perfect one to shut that list down with.
Shia LaBeouf. He's
been arrested.
Well, he was just standing outside a museum protesting. Yelling at people.
Yeah, he done punched a Nazi.
What? Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, that's what happened.
Really punched it?
Yeah, that's, you know, that's the new hot thing. Everybody wants to punch a Nazi.
Oh, so
there's
so
like a bunch
happened.
Of Nazis sitting around that you can punch?
You know, it's been a polarizing year, Rudy.
Now,
hang on. Are you sure?
For real.
I'm not sure if you guys have been watching, like, the news, but people got some thoughts out there. A lot of people have a lot of different thoughts, and everyone hates the other people for having those thoughts.
I've always maintained this. There's a lot of red team, blue team, and a lot of people like to see that. Just keep people, you know, getting together and getting rid of scumbags, you know.
Maybe he just thought he was still in the Indiana Jones movie when he did it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I forgot about that. Was that Harrison Ford dig on Shia LaBeouf? Before or after they did a movie together?
I think it was probably after, because they're probably like, what'd you think of Shia working with them? And he's just like, I think he's a fucking idiot.
I'll tell you what I think.
It doesn't have any context on this list, and it's just going to leave it up to the imagination and looking up past stuff to see why people are feuding.
We're not going to do the research.
No listeners.
Now, the headline for this video is Shia LaBeouf destroys white supremacists on anti-Trump live stream. Let's take a listen. Hopefully there's no ad.
There's going to be an ad.
What's up, y'all? Jim's here for Complex News.
Go, Shawty. It's your birthday.
Peacefully protesting throughout the weekend. For a slogan created by white supremacists. Shia previously described the live.
So he's just, that was his big protest where he was just yelling, he will not divide us all the time to everybody.
Uh-huh.
But he really gets up in this dude's grill, man. He's just like right up on him going,
just getting So what did he get arrested for? He actually punched somebody?
I think he was doing that because this article came out in January 26th. So it was a little bit ago, a few weeks ago.
And see, I was under the impression that he had actually committed an assault against someone. But I guess, I mean, considering it was a live stream, I would guess there would be some video of that.
Well, that video was just of his whole thing where he was, like, doing, because he was like, standing outside. I can't remember what museum it was, but he was just standing outside it and just yelling that the whole time.
Yeah. Well, it was supposed to be a live stream for 4 years, but, you know, got taken down. Apparently after that, there were a bunch of quote-unquote white supremacists drinking a bunch of milk. Because apparently that's become a thing for, like, neo-Nazis. What? They're all drinking milk.
They're getting their calcium.
Oh, God, I gotta watch out. Like, if I'm walking down the street in L.A. and I'm just, like, drinking some 2%.
Yeah. Yeah, you're gonna get punched.
I'll be like, I'm dying of stuff calcium. I'm sorry.
It's hot and I wanted some milk.
So, yeah, I kind of saw that, the punch in the Nazis. I just don't get, like, I don't, like, really see just Nazis walking around. So, what's the criteria they're using?
I'd say a dead giveaway is, like, a swastika tattoo.
Well, I don't see a ton of people just walking around with swastika tats.
Well, you're not either, hanging out in the right areas.
Yeah, you gotta go out to Jefferson County.
That's not cool.
Yeah, no, it's usually, I think if you're German, if you're just German, you're a little bit of a Nazi.
Shit.
Some people on this podcast might refute that claim, but who am I to say?
This podcast would refute this claim.
Oh, I didn't know Harold Oakenshire was a German.
Oh, I thought you were straight white Anglo-Saxon.
Yeah, well, my mother's side.
Oh, guys. Do you hear about this dam that's breaking in California?
I did hear about that a smidge. Do you need to evacuate, or?
Oh, no, it's by San Francisco. I don't have anything to worry about.
I thought there was a drought in California.
No, dude, it has been raining a shit ton. It's rained, like, in Northern California, it's rained, like, 68 inches. It's, like, it's rained 200 and, like, 200% more than, like, the whole year already. And
now,
like,
now for listeners' references, that's 3 inches shorter than me.
Yes. But this has all been in, like, the first month and a half of the year, which is insane.
Well, when it hits 5/11, then we'll talk.
Yeah, and they also are all about, so there was a huge drought for, like, 2 years, and now it's just been raining, like, all the time, like, for the last, like, 2 months. It's been ridiculous. I moved here to get out of the rain, and it just follows me.
Oh, yeah, it's been, like, beautiful here. It was like 75 Saturday. It was awesome.
Fuck you. But so this place is called the Oroville Dam, and it's a little like northeast of San Francisco and like a little north of Sacramento, basically. And the dam apparently is the highest dam in the United States. It's like 20, 30 feet, 40 feet higher than the Hoover Dam.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess the dam's not breaking, but the water's like going over it. And so like it started spilling over the spillways. And so now it's starting to like flood the whole situation.
Yeah, that's not good.
And like it's apparently, I guess it's like brought big rocks. Like big rocks have been moving, so it's actually starting to like break some of the structural stuff with it.
Ooh. So it could get real ugly real quick. Well, thoughts and prayers to NoCal.
188,000 people have been evacuated.
Jeez.
Huh. That's a lot of people.
That blows.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That blows big time.
But yeah, nothing in LA. There's nothing to worry about here.
Sweet. Excellent.
Yeah, at least you won't drown, right?
I wouldn't either. I wouldn't anyway. I know how to swim.
So swimmer.
Currents can't affect me.
Treading that water.
I can't tread water, though. That's a lot harder than it seems.
Ain't no undertow gonna bring me down.
Well, undertow would toad. That's my one weakness.
Yes.
When I was little, I almost got dragged out to the sea and disappeared.
Out seaward. You're almost the young man in the sea.
In Florida, yes. In Florida, I was out swimming, and then the undertow got me, and I didn't even know. And I looked back, and everyone looked
actually,
like ants.
Actually, it's San Diego.
Oh, was it San Diego? San Diego, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I got just dragged out like a billion feet. I would say about a billion. I was already almost to England. And then Rudy comes in, and he jumps into the water to save me. And then,
again, this is San Diego, so that's a really, really long way.
Yeah.
That's like in India.
Yeah, we were actually in the Indian Ocean. And so then he comes out, and then we're both like sitting there, and we're like, oh shit, we can't swim back in. this is a little tougher than I thought.
Yeah, he could only swim parallel with the beach. We couldn't go forward at all. And finally, like, this lady just swam out and pulled us both back in. She was really irritated. I swam out to try and save my brother because none of the lifeguards were even around.
Now, wasn't she a lifeguard?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
No, they saw us, but they didn't see you just by yourself. And I was, like, screaming, and no lifeguards were around at all, so I swam out there. My idea was I'll just be a big hoss and pull you back in. No worries, no huss, no muss, no fuss. But then I got out there, and that undertow was just not letting me even make any forward progress. And you were just like, yeah, this isn't good, bro. And so I just started waving like crazy. I was able to keep you above water, no sweat. But, yeah, I couldn't move anywhere, so I had to have some Olympic-class swimmer come out and get us and then bitch me out for coming swimming out there to save my bro. I was like, hey, where were you?
Sorry to interrupt your lunch break.
Sorry to interrupt your photo shoot, fabulously gorgeous person. But I thought my little brother was going to die. So,
to be fair.
Thanks for saving my life. But
I was only 50 feet that. Away from the coast of Japan. So I would have been okay. But yeah, that was a crazy day.
Yeah, that was nuts. That was like, I was like, I had a when I you were a little baby, I had a dream that you drowned, and I was like, oh, it was like such a bad dream. I woke up and I was like, oh man, and I was like, wait a second, he can't even walk yet, he can't even get in a pool yet, and I was like, so I had that dream, and that. It was the reason why I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, you always thought I was going to die when I was little.
Yeah, because you always you had no fear at all.
I still remember when we got to the Grand Canyon, the first thing you said to me was, don't fucking fall in. If anyone's falling in, it's going to be you. I'm like, all right.
Anyone's going to do it. You're accident-prone ass.
I mean, to be fair, I had fallen down the stairs at that age at least 33 times.
Yes, nonstop. So much it didn't even hurt anymore.
I'm stuck in the master of falling downstairs. Alex, do you have any stories of almost dying when you were little?
Oh my god, guys, I've had my microphone on mute and I've been commenting on everything that you've been saying. But
yeah, I was about to write a comment. I was like, you dropped off or yeah, you know. Really soaked us all in.
No, I'm just stupid. It's okay.
Well, you wanna drop some of those nugs that you were saying?
Well, first I had pretty much come to the conclusion that a lifeguard, Matt, she's just trying to teach you a lesson. Okay. She was mad at Rudy because he ruined her lesson.
Oh, she was just gonna let me sit. She was gonna let me simmer there for a little longer.
Yeah, no, you gotta learn. Don't be stupid. Don't swim out into the ocean by yourself. There are sharks out there and undertows and jellyfish and all sorts of dangerous things.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair. Well, she had a good
point. Gotta learn.
So you've never come close to death, have you?
Oh no, I totally have.
Oh, what? You seem like a perfect other guy. Why are you always almost dying?
Yeah, no. At one point in my life, I had to get up really early. So, back in my youthly days, when I was a wee lad and still doing the whole churchy thing, somebody at my church asked me if I wanted to be a puppeteer for, like, this vacation Bible school video. And they were like, we'll also pay you $50 a day and cover your gas. And I was like, okay, that's cool, you know.
Jim 17, huh?
Yeah, I was a Muppeteer, in fact. No, I wasn't. I don't have that kind of skill. But, so they're like, yeah, we're going to give you $50 a day. And I was like, wow, that's a lot of money to make on top of, like, my shitty job at Applebee's. So, I get up really early one morning and I have to drive out into, like, Podunk, Jefferson County. I get myself a nice hot cappuccino to keep my eyes open on the drive. So I'm driving out at this, like, pretty, it's really, really beautiful scene. You know, like, Missouri's got the Ozarks kind of starting right outside of St. Louis. It gets nice and hilly. Very arboreal.
Was it in the throes of autumn with the foliage?
No, it was actually in the middle of summer, on July 27th, I want to say. July 27th, 2017. That sounds about right. I also know that it was in July because the 7th Harry Potter book had just come out.
Yes, classic.
And so I'm driving out, and they're kind of like windy rural roads. I'm just kind of driving back there, and all of a sudden, like, my eyes get real heavy, and I blink, and then I realize, like, that blink was not the length of a normal blink. That was a long blink. And I blink again. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm pretty sleepy. This coffee's not doing what it's supposed to. And then I blink again, and I open my eyes, and my goddamn tires on the right side of my car had, like, slipped off the road, and in that moment of worry, and also in being woken up at that immediate second, like from my little micro-nap, I'm like, holy shit! So I jerk the wheel to the left, sends my car skidding down the road, going, like, perpendicular to the road. So I'm facing the side of the road, so it's the front of my car, but I'm sliding down the road.
So you're Tokyo drifting at this
point. Yeah, I'm hardcore drifting. And I guess that I was having, like, a racing dream, you know? So I'm drifting down the highway, and all of a sudden I smash into this concrete. Like, you know how sometimes there's a pond on one side of the road and, like, a creek on the other, and there's a little connecting tunnel underneath the road?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I smash into that barrier that's supporting the tunnel, and it rips the entire back right wheel off of my car and sends me careening into a barrel roll. And all I remember at that point is just, like, gripping the steering wheel as hard as I can, being like, oh, shit.
Thank God I wore my seatbelt.
Answer it.
Yeah. It kind of felt like, you know, the first drop on a roller coaster. But then I blacked out, and I woke up, and I was in the pond on the one side of the road. And the weirdest thing of all was I had some Super Soakers in the back of my car, All my windows were rolled up, all my doors were closed, but the Super Soakers were in the pond.
Holy shit.
So here I am, I get out, and my car is, like, stuck at, like, a 30-degree angle in this fucking pond, and I just push the door open, and I walk up the hill, and I just, like, wait for a car to drive by. I called my best friend at the time. I'm like, Jim, holy fuck, I just flipped my car, and it's, like, 7:30 in the morning at this point. I'm like, Jim, shit, dude, I don't know, I just almost died. And he's like, dude, call me back later.
Not a time to hear about your near-death experience.
Get the fuck out of here. I'm like, okay. So I called my dad, and then he drove his ass out there.
The fuck?
Yeesh.
Yeah, that's
and that was the end. The dirty roll-up.
The one time I had a sleepy time drive was after a float trip. I was driving back from Cuba, Missouri to St. Louis. And I had a whole bunch of people in the car. I had like four people in my car, and I was like, obviously I'm about to pass out because we just spent a weekend just drinking like nonstop. Probably had like 80 beers and just a whole bunch of other stuff. You know my rule on float trips, always accept gifts. So I probably had like 50 shots of something and a whole bunch of gummy bears that had alcohol in them and that kind of thing. So anyway, I'm driving back home and I'm just super sleepy and I'm like starting to pass out. Like I'm just like, nodding off. And then this girl in the back seat's like, you all right? And then all of a sudden it's just like, pew! This adrenaline just smoked me. And I was just wide awake for the rest of the drive. I was like, I'm good. I'm good now. That was crazy. I was like, I can't even believe that just happened. Like, because I was about to fall asleep. And then all of a sudden someone just talks and says, like, are you good? And I was like, whoa.
Yo, bro, are you good?
Right in the face.
Well, you can check out our Facebook page at Hustle City Podcast. You can tweet at us at Hustle City Pod. You can also hit us up on the email, hustlecitypodcast@gmail.com. And check us out on iTunes, rate, review, subscribe. 5 stars, please. And hit us up. Let us know what you're thinking of the show and what we can do to help you.
Help us help you.
Every day, baby. So, let's review what we went over today. We talked the greatest superstars of Memphis, Tennessee. Lego Batman.
Mm-hmm. Bill Clinton's love child.
Bill Clinton's legit love child.
We talked Infinity Gauntlet and the Marvel Universe.
What?
We talked the Infinity Gauntlet and the Marvel Universe.
Oh, yeah.
Celebrity feuds.
Yep. Shia LaBeouf and his whole thing. And then some near-death experiences to wrap it all up.
Yeah, baby. I think that works for me.
Yeah, nothing I like ending a note on a near-death note.
Near-death note. You have been watching that show.
I have been.
So, yeah, that was...
Real quick, what's like the top one or two things you want to see before you die? Could be sports related, could be anything.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yeah, and?
No, I don't. What do I want to see before I die?
I'll just throw this out there. I want to see... a whale. Like, I want to swim next to a whale.
I want to be inside of a whale. Like Jonah. Mm. Not sexually. Okay.
No, I don't want to be inside of a whale.
No,
So, seeing a whale would be neat.
Yeah, it just give you that perspective, you know? Like, holy shit. I'm so tiny.
Kind of on that same note, I would love to see humans do something crazy again, like in the 60s when we went to the moon.
Like cannibalism?
Well, no. Like landing on Mars.
Do cannibalism again.
Yeah, that'd be fun. No, but like landing on Mars maybe would be cool to see before I die.
Yeah. Which do you think is more likely a scenario? That we start eating each other again or that we get to Mars?
No, it depends on which apocalyptic events happen.
Okay. Okay, I'll take that.
But, yeah. I mean, there's going to be one. I just don't know which one it's going to be.
It's one or the other, but...
But, yeah, no, landing on Mars, having someone walk on a different planet, I think that'd be cool. And I would like, I guess, I know I'm going to keep it simple with this one, I would like to see the Blues win a Stanley Cup.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Those, both of them?
Yeah, my other one is I'd like to see diabetes get cured. I don't know why, but...
That's so lame. The Blues winning the Stanley Cup. That would be nice. The Blues winning the Stanley Cup would be way better than that.
Yeah, comparable. You know, I'll take that. I'll take a hit for the team. I will take a hit for the little girl team.
Blues winning Stanley Cup and AIDS cure 1 and 1A. Whatever.
Blues win the Stanley Cup and diabetes is proven to be uncurable.
No. Also, not AIDS, Rudy. I don't want. That's secondary.
Just yeah, I'm pro getting diseases cured either way.
I'm pro AIDS.
I'm HIV. Not just sure. Wait, HIV positive.
Oh, didn't mean it like that.
I love that joke.
You rascal. Yeah, it's so good.
Stole that from South Park.
So yeah, I'm fading fast here, guys.
Well, you're a dad now.
Yeah. Dad
responsibilities.
Yeah, bro.
You're like a super dad.
Yes. Yes, I have a coffee mug that says that, so it's true.
So, you know, they don't just give those out.
Yeah, you can't just find those on Amazon for $4.99.
I think there's an actual committee that elects who gets those.
Yeah, the Dadly Coffee Cup Committee.
Yes.
When are those elections coming up? The committee elections.
I think that's like Illuminati realm right there. I don't think
all right. Just get am that I gonna die now?
Too fine. Guys,
someone's at my door, but they're wearing a ski mask.
Yeah.
I was gonna try and think of two good dad finalists, but I couldn't think of any.
Great dads. There was a dad who just got shot here as a Grand Wizard of the KK Clay. Or KK
Clay.
KK Clay.
They're a huge, they're a really big Clay lobbyist.
Racist in the potters.
Yeah, they're really big on earthenware this year. I think it's going to pop off. Yeah, I heard about that guy getting shot.
Wiz Act, and apparently they arrested his ex-wife and son. So yeah. It didn't have anything to do with his racist activities.
No, his racism had nothing to do with it.
No.
He was a great guy. It's just...
nobody wished it upon him.
I do always wonder why they call those dudes like Grand Wizards and stuff. Like KKK is probably like the nerdiest hate group
in the world. You get curious about it, but then you're like, I really don't want to look that up.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm interested to find out more about your organization.
I did like in Springfield when they were giving out like, ooh, we're offering Neighborhood Watch this year. I was like,
doing that a couple of years ago. They were getting their
we want to help the community.
They were getting their PR of work, and they were like, yeah, we'll clean up the streets. Yeah, we love black people. What are you talking about?
We're just going to kill anybody that gets rowdy, and most of them might be black.
No, it's not even about black people anymore. We just really love burning crosses.
We're kind of getting out of the racism thing. We're more into a community outreach program.
we just like having fires. We like bonfires.
It's for the children.
It's just been misconstrued horribly.
Oh man, we should have started recording an hour in. Now we're really hitting our stride.
Yeah. Now Rude's tired.
Yeah, once the tiredness hits, is when the comedy really flows.
Stay awake with funny jokes. Anyway, you guys are bringing the heat, and I like it. Yeah, we're gonna get some more shows out and keep the magic rolling.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep uploading some onto YouTube and doing that.
Yeah, make sure you check out that Shadow Hustle.
Yeah, Shadow Hustle's good. Those are still on our feed. I'm gonna put those all up on YouTube.
Those are available. Also, check out our YouTube channel. Please subscribe. It's another way to get your audio and just stare at our logo for 45 minutes.
Yeah, because I...
Win.
I don't feel like editing pictures into our video.
No, dude, that's not necessary.
And also...
be hilarious, but you don't have to.
Yeah, that's too much work. And then...
it's a lot of work.
I gotta figure out how to do the advertising on there, too. You have to sign up for, like, some sort of Google something account, and I didn't do it when I had that one video that had 100-something thousand views. So now I'm just kind of mad about it, so I don't even, like, want to do it.
Put your feelings aside.
God, I could have made, like, $30.
Just flex through it, bro. Flex through it.
$30. With interest now, that'd be, like,
32 or 33 bucks.
3173. Hey, 3173 is better than no 73.
Which is what I got from it.
Yeah, you got a good point there.
Yeah, we got Mardi Gras coming up here in Hustle City. Everybody keep your head on a swivel. It gets a little rowdy around here sometimes.
When does Mardi Gras really happen? I've always been confused about that, because to me, it's just like, it's that weird haze that your body knows that winter's close to being over, but it's still cold.
Well, it's the Lenten season, and it's, you know, getting right before Easter, I guess. But, yeah, usually the Mardi Gras celebration, the parade or... Fat Tuesday, that happens like right around the last week of February, usually. This day, it's the day before my birthday. We're having a big old honking parade down in Soulard.
For your birthday, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Down there, that's awesome. I was one time, I was carrying a tray of cheeseburgers, and Brett Hall was just chilling. So he gave me a fist bump. And he's like, hey, let me get one of those burgers. So I just... chucked the burger at him and he caught it. It was like one of the top 5 moments of my life.
He's caught it in his mouth.
No, dad. Oh,
swallowed the entire thing.
It's like, thanks. Like, oh God, what are you?
Golden. And then he mean Joe Greened you, and he threw you his jersey.
It's like, here you go, kid.
And he's just like, hey, let me get one of those burgers. It was awesome.
He was probably so hammered.
Yeah. And that's what you assume when you see anybody at Mardi Gras. It's like, okay, how hammered are they? It's always a surprise when they're like, they seem pretty coherent and know what's going on. And you're like, oh, hey, what's up, bud?
They're like, no, I've had 72 beers.
I've had 87 beers.
I'm trying to break Andre the Giant's record.
I'm on barrel number 3.
Yeah.
And usually it's not that wild because I work at the Bud Light big old 5,000 person party tent. And I do the catering for it. And it's not that crazy, but every year somebody decides to just like take the big serving spoon that's in the coleslaw. And I don't know why this always happens, but it does. And they just start eating the coleslaw right out of the bowl with the serving spoon. And they'll sit there and do it till someone yells at them and threatens to kick them out.
And it's Jesus. It's fucking so savage.
And it's always this dude named Greg. Every year.
Love coleslaw, man.
God damn it, Greg. Greg, get your hands out of the coleslaw.
Not again.
You're not even using a spoon this time.
Well, why are you rubbing your balls on it?
Greg. Greg, you silly
dude. 10 times worse than last year, Greg.
Greg, I don't know why. How you keep getting invited? What's going on?
I know there'd be this kind of party. I stick my dick in the coleslaw.
Woo!
And on that note, yeah. Anybody want to plug anything or Because if not, I'm ready to shut her down.
Well, we're thinking about doing another fantasy Dungeons and Dragons kind of show.
Oh yeah, be sure to tune in. That's it's a big old campaign of yours truly's own creation. It's sure to be plenty of plot twists and crazy character development and wacky dice-based adventures.
There we go. You got me at dice base.
But yeah,
I'm down. Yeah, just just keep hustling, everybody.
So yeah, look for that in the next month or two. That should be fun.
Yeah, it's still a working title. We don't really actually. There is no working title.
No, isn't it the Fantasy Fun Happy Time Adventure Game Hour?
Hour, yes. Fantasy Fun Happy Adventure Time Quest Hour for you.
OFFHATQ.
Yeah. If you have better suggestions, feel free to let us know. But right now, that's what we're going with.
That should be a contest. What do we name our new fantasy role-playing adventure funny quest time?
Time. Yep. Funville.
Shoot us an email. Get at us at many of the methods I mentioned earlier. Forthwith.
Tweet at us. Tweet at Hustle City Pod and give us your suggestions.
Hashtag fantasy.
Hashtag dice play. Hashtag role-playing.
Hashtag fetish.
Yes, that kind of role-play.
Hashtag fetish. Hashtag dice play.
Hashtag schoolgirl.
Hashtag dice gay
Matsuzaka. No, 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 no,
no. Alexa, no, stop.
All right,
fellas. Everyone, keep doing what you're doing. Prod Matt, play some music to take us out, bro.
Oh, God, I wasn't prepared for that.
I know, that's why I pointed at you, and I'm yelling at you now.
What should it be?
Hey, y'all.
What should it be? Good
or be good at it?
I'm going to just write in classic. Oh, God, no one's talking.
Hey, everyone.
What?
Keep we're waiting up for there. Hustle hard. Mardi Gras hard. Play piano hard.
Some head-banging piano.
Soothe the savage beast hard.
Just like...
I'm watching the Mystery Science Theater right now, the Space Mutiny one. And that's the one where they keep talking about beef hard cheese. Big McLarge huge. Fist rock punch. Classic.
Hustle on, hustlers.
Hustle on!
Keep being good.
Peace out, guys. Good night now.